My Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can. In the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposer. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side.
What time is it? What time is it, you say? It is the Situation Room time. Today, Pastor Wilbur will be teaching on marriage. You will be hearing today a class on marriage. What is marriage all about? We will find out today in the Situation Room. Marriage questions and answers.
15 years old in the house. Now she rebelled because she don't trust him.
Right.
Yeah. And then she see mama spending more time with him now than her. So she feels somewhat alone. Do you see this problem?
Yes.
She thought that she was really solving the problem, but now she done created a bigger problem. He don't want to come home because that ain't none of my daddy. And she don't want to come home because she mad at mama because they had something special. But once mama got her to come back home, then mama went and got another man. And so she feels left out. And so now she's going to go get her friends. Yeah, because her friends, they're going to stay with her. Her mama, in a sense, in her mind, even though mama didn't, but in the child's mind, mama done turned her back.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how can we keep this house together?
Marriage, you gotta stay together. You gotta make
this
it work.
Go to daddy.
All right. So, we gotta pray this daddy. Now, what I want you to do, go over there and get in that seat. You got to learn how to be a praying wife. You gotta be a submissive wife. And a submissive wife got to be a praying wife. Because when you see things ain't right, you can't get out of your place. It's so easy for you to get out of your place where I got to go out here and do this. I got to go do this. And things finna go to pieces. You stay in your place and you start praying. You pray and God will come back home. All right. You pray, he come back home. You pray.
Amen.
All right. Now
I'm back.
he won that. But now that he's back home, what you gonna do?
What's he gonna do?
He's gonna be submit.
Yeah. That's right.
You're gonna have to really pray to do what you just done. You're gonna have to really recall because that the trust factor. Because he left you and you had to do this, you had to take care of this house. And so when he come back home, it's going to be hard. And so you know what you're going to have in your life? Come here. To have a good support system. Y'all put her in the center there. Y'all put her in the center.
Amen.
Yeah, put her in the center. Put her in the center. Put her in the center. Now, what you got? No, just turn forward this way. She's in the center. She's in the center. That's what y'all gotta do. You gotta have some people praying with you and for you to help you be that submissive wife. And listen, if you ever find out you have somebody negative in your ear, just push them aside. Tell them, that's okay, baby. Yeah, we got it. The Lord done bless you with two more. And so, but because you don't need that negative about, I would just leave him. I would just, you know, I wouldn't be submitting. I wouldn't let him come back. You don't need that.
Amen.
You tell them, bye-bye. Yeah, we got it. Thank you for your help now.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your help. You sent her home. Amen. But that's what you need. And that's why a lot of times when you're having trouble with your help, don't you get out of church. Uh-huh. A lot of times people, they say, well, you know, he won't act right, and so you just quit coming to church. Uh-huh. And that's the first time I see a lot of time of people getting out of line. See, that's what the devil wants. Mm-hmm. The devil wants you to come this way. Come in. Now, not only have you done left your husband, which was a support, now he got you away from your prayer partners. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. So, he's isolating you. Well, you'll be one-on-one. He'll start putting all these negative thoughts in your mind. No. You need to draw closer to the church. You need to draw closer to spiritual people. You need to get closer and start reading your Bible and stuff. Because that's the only way you can truly be that submissive wife. Yeah, because a lot of times you see things that you're trying to get him to see, but he don't see it yet. And you be wanting to take the lead, but you got to pray for him. You got to pray for him. And then when he come home and say, baby, you know, I was thinking about such and such. Don't you say, I've been telling you that all along. Show up. Wow. Baby, you're so great.
That's why I married you.
You see, because see, a man got an ego problem. And so what you got to do is stroke his ego. Stroke his ego. All right? You make sure you stroke his ego now, all right? You can let me see you go over there and rub his head. Let me see you go over here and rub his head. Pat him on the back and say, I love you. Yeah. Say, you're so smart. Since you got a woman that's stroking your ego, are you going to run out there in the street or are you going to stay at home?
Oh, I'm staying at home.
See, that's going to make a man stay at home. He's going to want to stay, man, I don't want to go at home.
He's going nowhere.
Yeah, she's telling him that he's so great, he's the best thing since sliced bread and all. Lord have mercy. All right. Give them a hand. Look at that word as a bad word. Submit. All that means is lining up under God-ordained authority. That's all that means. And see, God don't want to be a part of no mess. So God has already decided order in the house. He says, I got the man, then I want the woman to line up under the man. Then I want the next child to line up under the wife. Then I want the next child to line up. Everybody stay in line. And normally, if you have the husband and the wife stay in line, your children stay in line. They may get out of line just a little bit, but eventually they'll come on back and get in line. If the mama and the daddy stay in line. All right, so we're moving on. Let's go and get the third question. What are the three needs of your mate? What are the three needs of your mate? You want to go with that?
I'm going to go with this one. This is my opinion, I guess. Security, stability, and respect.
Okay. Is that what you need?
Yeah.
Security?
Stability.
And respect. That's what you need.
That's a big man.
All right, that's good. Give him a hand. That's really good. He knows her needs. Anybody else want to go? He knows her needs. All right, somebody else. You want to go? Go ahead, bro.
I appreciate it. I
didn't
even have three. I only had two.
All right.
Be there emotionally.
This is for her.
Yes.
This is for her.
Yes, it's a yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what do she need?
And also, to be there physically. My work hours don't require, I can't be at home like all the time. She's at home with the kids a lot, you know, while I'm at work, because I work second shift from 3 to 11.
But you realize that she needs you physically.
Oh, yes.
And you want to do that.
Of course.
That's good. Give him a hand. He knows what she needs. As long as you know what she needs and you're working on those needs. You're in bad shape when you don't know what your mate needs. Yeah. All right. Somebody else? Anybody else?
I'll go.
All right.
This one's kind of easy.
Okay, this is the easy one. Let's go with the easy one,
Nina. That's good. Love, trust, and faithfulness.
Love, trust, and faithfulness. Is that what you need? Love, trust, and faithfulness?
Yes.
All right. He said that's what she needs, and that's what you're going to give her. Love, trust, and faithfulness. Now, that word love, that's a lot in that word. That's a lot. Security, stability, all of that is in that word. Oh boy, yeah. Matter of fact, you could do this if you get even love. Yeah. That would have been enough right there. All right. Somebody else. Are you going to end up being a missionary or something? You're there a Sunday school teacher. She kind of put Bible language and stuff in there. Unconditional Bible.
I'm a preacher's kid, so.
Oh, well, that explains it then.
I'm a teacher. So.
That explains it. Lord have mercy. That explains it, right? It's just him. All right.
He wants to be respected. And anything that he has pictured and I don't do or reach is not acceptable. So his need is for me to be perfect.
I feel so disrespected, man.
That's good. And I was looking for honest answers. I was looking for honest answers. Amen. Amen. And we're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to this on this thing of respect, because you made mention of respect and you said something else, and then he says, but now I feel disrespected. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so she didn't realize how she disrespected you, so that's why I'm going to come back to that later on. Because it wasn't her intention. That was not her intentions at all. And I appreciate your honest answer. Because this is an environment where we can all learn. We can all learn. Yeah. All right, so we're coming back to that.
I get my answer.
All right.
Stability, love, and affection.
Ability, love,
and affection.
I was waiting on that word. Affection. No. See, ladies at the top of the list, after security and all of that, they're looking for affection. Now, I hadn't heard the other word I'm looking for, but it's at the top of the list for a man.
Companionship.
That's it. That's at the top for the man. At the top for the man is sex. At the top for the woman is affection. What you doing right there? That's affection. How do you feel with his arm around you like this?
She's good. She's good.
That takes wisdom. Yeah, because if the wine starts And no, I don't want you to hug on me like that, because you always think that we're supposed to go, you know. So then she gonna start saying, oh, no, no. I just want to show you some affection. No, that ain't what you want to do. It's going to be some affection. No, no, no. No. You want this to go to the next, no. So you gotta be able to know how to show affection without taking it to the next level. Yeah. Cause she needs that. After a hard day at work sometime, the wife is noisy. You just need to say, come in. Come in. Come in. Take this chair. Come on. Come on. Sit down. Sit down, baby. Sit down. Come on. Sit down. I gotta go. No, sit down. Come on. Sit down. Calm her down. Now, how was your day? Tell me about your day. And after she done talk. Now, husband, don't try to be Dr. Phil on this now. She ain't telling you this to solve the problem. She just telling you this cause you asked. Okay? And she's just unloading. She's just debriefing. Okay? So don't try to solve the problem. You just go ahead and listen. You be a good counselor by listening. And just calm her down. And after she done got calm, she'll be all right. And so affection. That's what she needs. Affection. Yeah. Amen. All right. Let's go on. We got to get going. What do you expect from your marriage? I want y'all to talk about that over some ice cream, okay?
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's a lesson that deals with expectations. So y'all go to Brom or somewhere, y'all talk about that over some ice cream, okay? Amen. And then name three things your mate don't like. Three things your mate don't like. But I want you to...
That's what happens
to find out. Yeah. But I want to find out. How well do you know your mate? How well do you know your mate? See, one of your lessons here is dealing with, let me see, where is that lesson at?
Excuse me.
I think it's the vision part on page 34. I think it's in that chapter. But it's dealing with the different stages of the marriage. And you had a chart. Let's see here.
Page 29.
Because you had the different stages. You say 29?
Of the three stages of marriage?
Yeah. Yeah, the three stages of marriage. You got your enchantment stage, where you just are cloud nine, perfect, just right forever. You just infatuated. You idolize that person. And then you come to the disenchantment stage, where you're upset, terrible, absolute wrong. It just can't do nothing right. You're mad at yourself. Why did I marry this joker? Lord have mercy. Yeah, you're mad at yourself. You're bitter. You feel trapped. I messed up. Yeah. But then you got to grow. You got to grow to a point of maturity. Because, see, if you saying that about her, think what she's saying about you. Yes. Yeah. And see, the thing is, see, when you unhappy, that other person is unhappy too.
Amen.
Both of y'all are unhappy. Yeah. So that's where you gotta dig back in and put your work clothes on and make this thing work. See, most of the time, what happened in that marriage is what in that illustration. Most time when that man ain't happy, he just fell out on the family.
Yeah.
Man, you finna really messed up now.
Yeah.
And then the wife bags up. She don't do spiritually what she used to do. But she gotta step it up spiritually. She done quit reading the Bible, she done quit coming to church. So, and actually, she done stepped out of line. Here the line was here, but she done too done stepped out of line. But she done stepped out of line at home. It's just like, remember the story of the prodigal son? That's the story of two sons that rebelled against their father. One rebelled, he left home. But the other one was unhappy with daddy right there at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them was out of order. Yeah, and then when the youngest boy came back home, then the oldest boy said, now daddy, ain't no sense in celebrating for him. Now I've been here working for this slave and all these years. You ain't never throw the party for me. So the daddy never knew the boy felt like that until the boy came back home. And that's normally what happens a lot of times. When brother comes back home, normally the girl run on off. You see? So that's where you gotta dig in. You gotta dig in. You gotta dig in and really pray, because you're fighting a spiritual battle. You're fighting a spiritual battle. And you gotta get some folks to help you fight this spiritual battle. Yeah. And so these are the three stages of marriage. And realize it's a stage. You're going through a stage. You know, I was talking to a lady today. She was telling about, you know, her son, you know, teenager having problems. I said, it's a stage.
Uh-huh.
It's a stage. Yeah. I'll never forget when my son got in high school, jumped. Oh, boy. It was rough. It was rough. But I said, man, I can't lose him. Because you can easily say stuff to a child. You can't speak to a child like an adult. Sometimes we say things to a child, and then it messes with them the rest of their life. But because you be so upset,
mm-hmm.
So you got to stay under control. So I say, you know, Jonathan likes breakfast. I start feeding him breakfast. Every morning. Now that was messing with my Bible time and my stuff, because I like to do a lot of prep work before I come down here. And I used to just get up and then be like the drill sergeant. And the boys, y'all got to get this done. And go. But I started taking time with it. One morning I was fixing breakfast. And John said, Daddy, you fixing breakfast? I said, yeah, you want some? I'll fix you some. And then it came to me, this boy, like...
And that's it for the day in the Situation Room. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. Mm-hmm.